Hello and welcome to the recording for the Children in the Way for Sunday the 25th of July 2021. I hope you guys are well and I hope you are enjoying the school holidays. We've had 1 week and I hope you've been resting and taking things easy. Okay, so we have got a country to try and work out, right? So this country for 5 points is in East Asia and it's located in the Northwest Pacific Ocean. Okay, for 4 points, the trains in this country are the most punctual in the world. They have an average delay of only 18 seconds. For 3 points, in this country, the number 4 is considered to be very unlucky. And for 2 points, this country rests on 3 tectonic plates, which mean that they get lots of earthquakes in this country. And for 1 point, its capital is Tokyo. Did you guess that I was thinking of Japan? Haha. Japan is a really interesting country. It's made out of 4 islands, 4 main islands, and 4,000 smaller islands. Only 1/5 of the country doesn't have mountains. 4/5 of the country is covered in mountains. It gets about 1,000 earthquakes a year, and there are 200 volcanoes, and 60 of them are active. It has the only government with a reigning emperor of Japan. And it is the second largest economy in the world. And at Christmas Eve, people eat KFC as their traditional meal. Apparently that's what they like. And yeah. That found out some interesting facts about Japan. So today we are talking about the miracle where Jesus cures a demon-possessed man. And it's from the book of Matthew, chapter 12 and verse 22. It's just one verse, really short and sweet today. But we can still learn so much from it. It amazes me sometimes how God helps you to get a lot out of the Bible from just one passage. It's really, really good. Okay, so the Bible says, then they brought him a demon-possessed man who was blind and mute. And Jesus healed him so that he could both talk and see. That's it. It just really made me start thinking about the restrictions that sometimes we have in our lives. Things that stop us from doing some of the things we want to do or some of the things we would like to do. I think top of the list might be parents. Sometimes parents, they block you from doing some of the things that you can't do. Sometimes obviously for the best of intentions, but they just don't see you doing some of those things, or they just can't imagine you doing some of those things. And sometimes they have ideas that are contrary to what you want to do. You have to handle that very carefully, obviously, and make sure that you try to work with your parents to get the best out of your life and the best out of the resources that you have around you. So I would suggest communication, talking to them a lot about your ideas, trying to be sensible and putting them in a way that they can see where you're coming from and they can understand. I always appreciate when my kids have obviously done the research and they said, this is what I want to do, and this is why I want to do it, and this is how it'll help me in later life. That really impresses me, and it makes me listen more to what they are saying. Some of the restrictions that we can get are friends. Sometimes for bad reasons, maybe from jealousy, or maybe your friends don't want you to do so well because it makes them feel bad, or for whatever reason. Then the friends might stop us from doing or achieving the best that we can. So you do need to be really careful who you have around you, who is your support network. of friends, because sometimes you that might need reviewing every now and again to make sure that you're getting the best deal from your friendship groups, and that people really are looking out for your best interests and not just thinking about themselves. Sometimes society puts some blocks in our way, in the ideas that they have, maybe about, you know, girls can't do this sort of jobs, or boys are not allowed to do this sort of job. And that can put a restriction on you. I mean, it wasn't that long ago before they used to think that girls would not be any good at football. But now we know that they can, and they've done very, very well. And even in the Olympics, they've already won a medal. So that is, or at least they beat Japan. I don't know whether that means they won any medals, but they beat Japan 1-0, which is very, very good. So sometimes society and society's ideas can stop us from achieving the things that we want to do. Just like this man was restricted from talking, and he was restricted from seeing by the demon that possessed him. Sometimes the resources that we have or the resources we don't have could mean that we can't access all the things that we need to do. This could relate to education. If you need special help with school and you're not getting it, then it's going to stop you doing the best that you can. Also, if maybe you moved areas and then suddenly you don't have the same things that you used to have, then that can restrict how much progress you can make, whether at school or elsewhere. And sometimes we stop ourselves from doing things because we just can't imagine ourselves doing them. I mean, I've changed my job so many times. I worked in a hospital, admitting patients into the hospital. Then I worked at a chemist, selling products around the chemist and helping customers when they had inquiries, and showing them which tablets they could take for certain things. Then I trained as a nurse, and I worked in a hospital. Then I ran my own cleaning company. And then I worked as a teaching assistant, and now I'm looking forward to a whole new career at the age of 48. So I don't think there is anything that I cannot do. If I put my mind to it, if I really wanted to do it, I really believe that I can do anything. And that's what I would like you to think about, and to think that with enough training, with enough determination, there is nothing that you cannot do. And with the right support and people helping you along the way, you can do anything. You just have to work at it. And sometimes you have to work at some things harder than other times. But really and truly, you can do it. So don't stop yourself from doing things, or don't stop yourself from giving yourself the opportunity to try out new things. It really is a great way to live. And just like in this story with this man, the friends brought him to Jesus because they knew something about Jesus. They knew that Jesus could help this man and could actually do something amazing. And this is the same for us. Anything that we take to Jesus, he can do something amazing about it. He can help us to do things that might be difficult. So if any of these restrictions, whether it's your parents or friends, society, resources, or yourself, if you take these issues to Jesus, he can help you to get around them so that you fulfill all that you can do. You have the best life and the most interesting and exciting life. Also, if you look at the book of Mark, chapter 9, verse 23, the Bible says that all things are possible for those who believe. If we believe in God, and we believe in a supernatural God, if we believe in God who can do amazing things, who put stars in the heavens and they are still there shining, that God can do anything to change part of your lives that you need to. Just like Jesus did for this man in turning his life around, removing the demons so that he could see and hear again. Then he can do that for us. I mean, see and talk. He was mute, wasn't he? So Don't feel restricted by anything. Take it to Jesus. Ask him to help you. And to help you see, because sometimes we don't know what's restricting us. Sometimes we don't understand why we can't do things or why we're not achieving the best that we can or having the best life that we can. But if you take it to Jesus and ask for his help, he will definitely help you out. So don't let these restrictions hold you back. Take your problems to Jesus and he will bless you and help you to be the best person that you can. God bless and take care. Bye.